Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 2nd of April 2024. Essence: sweet children, break away from everyone else and connect yourselves to the One. Look at one another with the vision of brotherhood, and you will not notice bodies. Your vision will not be spoilt, and there will be power in your words. Question: is the Father in debt to you children, or are you children in debt to the Father? Answer: you children are those who have a right, and the Father is indebted to you. You children make donations, and the Father has to give you 100-fold return of those. Whatever you give in the name of God, you receive the return of that in your next birth. You give a handful of rice and become the masters of the world, and so you should be so generous-hearted. Never have the thought, I gave to Baba. Om Shanti. You have to explain at the museums and the exhibitions that this is the most auspicious confluence age. Only you are sensible, and so you have to explain so much to everyone that this is the most auspicious confluence age. The place of greatest service is the museum. Many people go there, but there are very few good, serviceable children. All the centres are service stations. At the centre in Delhi, it is written, Spiritual Museum. That is not the correct meaning. Many people ask you the question, what service are you doing for Bharat? God speaks, this is a forest. At this time, you are at the confluence age. You neither belong to the forest nor to the garden. You are now making effort to go to the garden. You are changing this kingdom of Ravan into the kingdom of Rama. People ask you how you are able to cover your expenses. Tell them, we BKs cover the expenses ourselves. The kingdom of Rama is being established. You can come for a few days and understand what we are doing and what our aim and objective is. Those people don't believe in sovereignty, and this is why they have finished the rule of kings. At this time, they have also become Tamopradhan, and this is why they are not liked. According to the drama, they too cannot be blamed. We play our parts in whatever happens in the drama. The part of establishment continues every cycle through the Father. You children cover the expenses yourselves. By following Srimat, you meet the expenses and create your own kingdom, and no one else knows about it. Your name, Unknown Warriors, is very well known. In fact, there are no unknown warriors in that army. A register is kept of the soldiers. It is not possible that someone's name or number is not registered. In fact, you are the unknown warriors. Your name is not mentioned in any register. You don't have any weapons, etc. There is no physical violence here. You are conquering the world with the power of yoga. God is the almighty authority, and you are taking power from him by having remembrance. You have yoga with the Father in order to become Satopradhan. When you become Satopradhan, you need a Satopradhan kingdom. You are now establishing that by following Srimat. Those who exist but are not visible are said to be incognito. You cannot see Shiv Baba with those eyes. You are incognito and you are claiming power from him in an incognito way. You understand that you are becoming pure from impure and that only pure ones have power. All of you will be pure in the golden age. The Father tells you the story of your 84 births. You claim power from the Father, you become pure, and will then rule the kingdom of the pure world. No one can conquer the world with physical power. This is a matter of the power of yoga. Those people fight, but get the kingdom in your hands. The Father is the almighty authority, and so you should take power from him. You now know the Father and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. You know that only you are spinners of the discus of self-realization. Not everyone has this awareness. You children should have this awareness because only you children receive this knowledge. Those people outside cannot understand this. This is why they are not allowed to sit in this gathering. Everyone calls out to the Purifier Father, but no one considers himself to be impure. They simply continue to sing, "The Purifier is Rama who belongs to Sita. All of you are brides and the Father is the bridegroom. He comes to grant everyone salvation. He decorates you children. You have received a double engine. A Rolls-Royce has a very good engine. The Father is also like that. You say, 'O Purifier, come, make us pure and take us back with you.' All of you are sitting here peacefully. You don't play musical instruments, etc. There is no question of any difficulty. Continue to remember the Father while walking and moving around. Continue to show the path to whomever you meet. The Father says, 'When you meet devotees of myself or of Lakshmi and Narayan or of Radhe and Krishna, you have to donate to them. Do not waste these. Donations are given to those who are worthy of them. Impure human beings continue to donate to impure human beings. The Father is the almighty authority. You take power from him and become the most elevated. When Ravan comes, there is a confluence at that time too of the silver and copper ages. This is the confluence of the iron and golden ages. You have to understand everything, such as for how long knowledge lasts and for how long devotion lasts. You then have to explain these things to others. The main thing is to remember the unlimited Father. When the unlimited Father comes, destruction also takes place. When did the Mahabharat war take place? It was when God taught Raja Yoga. You can understand that the beginning of the new world and the end of the old world means destruction has to take place. The world is in immense darkness. It now has to be awakened. It has been sleeping for half a cycle. The father explains, consider yourselves to be souls and look at others with the vision of brotherhood. Then, when you give knowledge to anyone, there will be power in your words. It is souls that become pure and impure. When a soul becomes pure, he receives a pure body. He cannot receive it now. Everyone has to become pure. Some will become pure through the power of yoga, and others through punishment. The pilgrimage of remembrance requires effort. Baba continues to inspire you to practice this. Whenever you go anywhere, go in remembrance of Baba. Just as priests go everywhere quietly in remembrance of Christ, they continue to remember Christ. The people of Bharat remember many. The father says, do not remember anyone except the one. We claim a right to liberation and liberation in life from the unlimited father. Liberation in life is received in a second. In the golden age, everyone is liberated in life, whereas everyone in the iron age is in a life of bondage. No one knows these things. The unlimited father explains all of these things to you children. You children then have to reveal the father. He continues to tour around everywhere. It is your duty to give human beings the message that this is the most auspicious confluence age. The unlimited father has come to give the unlimited inheritance. The father says, constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved. Your sins will be cut away. This is the true Gita that the Father teaches you. You have fallen by following human dictates, whereas you claim your inheritance by following God's directions. The main thing is, while walking, sitting, and moving around, continue to remember the Father and give his introduction. You have badges with you, and it doesn't matter if you give them away free, but only to those who are worthy. The father complains to you children. You remember your physical fathers, and yet you forget me, your Parlokic father. Are you not ashamed? You belonged to the pure family household path, and you now have to become that again. You are those who make a deal with God. Check within yourselves. Is my intellect wandering anywhere? For how long did I remember the Father? The Father says, break away from everyone else and connect yourselves to the One. You mustn't make any mistakes in this. It has also been explained to you, look at others with the vision of brotherhood, and you won't notice their bodies. Your vision will then not be spoilt. This is the destination. Only at this time do you receive this knowledge. All speak of brothers. People say that this is a brotherhood. That is fine. We are children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. So why are we sitting here when the Father is establishing heaven? Continue to explain in this way and continue to make progress. The Father wants many serviceable daughters. Centers continue to open. some children are interested in bringing benefit to many others. However, the teachers who look after everyone also have to be good Maharatis. Teachers too are number wise. The father says, where there is a Lakshmi and Narayan temple, where there is a Shiva temple, where there is the river Ganges, where there are huge crowds, you should go there and do service there. Explain to them, God says lust is the greatest enemy. Continue to do service according to Srimat. This is your godly family. You come here and stay in Abati for 7 days and stay with this family. You children should have a lot of happiness. You are being made multi-million times fortunate by the Unlimited Father. The world doesn't know that God can teach you. You are studying here. So you should have so much happiness. We are studying to become the highest on high. You should be so generous-hearted. You are making the Father indebted to you. Whatever you give in the name of God, you receive the return of that in your next birth, do you not? When you give everything to Baba, Baba also has to give you everything. You should never have the thought, I gave to Baba. Many people think, I gave this much, so why am I not being offered special hospitality? You give a handful of rice and claim the sovereignty of the world. Baba is the bestower. Kings are royal. When we first meet a king, we give him a gift, but he would never accept that in his own hands. He would indicate that you should give it to his secretary. Shiv Baba is the bestower, so how would he take from you? That one is the Unlimited Father. You give him a gift, but Baba would give you 100-fold return. So you should never have the thought that you gave to Baba. Always think that you are taking. You will become multi-millionaires there. You are becoming multi-million times fortunate in a practical way. Many children are generous-hearted, whereas many others are still misers. They don't even understand that they are becoming multi-millionaires. We are becoming very happy. When God the Father is absent, he gives you fruit indirectly for a temporary period. When he becomes present, he gives to you for 21 births. It has been remembered that Shiv Baba's treasure store overflows. Look, there are so many children, but no one knows who gives what. The father knows, and the bag, Brahma, in which the father stays, knows. He is absolutely ordinary. Due to this, when children leave here, that intoxication disappears. When there isn't this knowledge or yoga, minor clashes continue. Maya defeats even good children. Maya makes them turn their face away from the Father. Can you not remember the Father whom you come to? There should be a lot of internal happiness. The day has come for which you had been saying, when the Father comes, we will belong to him. God comes and adopts you, and so you are said to be so fortunate. You should remain so happy, but Maya makes you lose your happiness. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. God has adopted us. He becomes our teacher and teaches us. Remember your multi-million times fortune and remain happy. 2. Make your vision firm. We souls are brothers. Do not look at bodies. After making a deal with the Father, do not allow your intellect to wander. Blessing. May you be an elevated soul and receive imperishable love and cooperation with the power of your relationships in this alaukik life. In this alaukik life, you children receive the power of relationships in a double way. One is to have all relationships with the Father, and the second is the relationships you have with your divine family. With these relationships, you constantly continue to receive altruistic love, imperishable love, and cooperation. So you also have that power of relationships. You are blessed souls who have the power of such an elevated and an alaukik life that you are not those who make requests, arzi, but those who remain constantly happy, razi. Slogan: make a plan while being bodiless and as a detached observer, and you will continue to make your stage plain in a second. Om Shanti.